Yes. On two different ends of the spectrum. But this is coming from, you know, I'm also a white woman. So there's a lot of privilege that comes with me being able to use my platform to be an ally and an activist. And I recognize that there are a lot of people who can't be as open about who they are because of that. It is interesting because, you know, I keep referring to this album as a homecoming album. Because it's strange that as a woman who's grown up in Nelson County my whole life in a very, very rural area, tiny high school, you know, and it's seen a lot of change just in my lifetime. Not to sound weird or anything, but like, there's definitely, like, everyone in this county knows who I am because I kind of made a name for myself with my music, but they know who I am as Sally Rose with the Sally Rose Band. And that had a very, you know, I worked really hard to build up, you know, a name for myself with the band. And we had this like rockabilly pinup aesthetic. And it was like to be completely honest, it was really, sellable, which sounds terrible because it was authentic to who I am. And I am a Nelson County, you know, country sweetheart girl. And that is no less of who I am than who I am also with Shagwolf. But I think it made it very easy for people to kind of placate or not really, see me for who I am as a whole. And so with Shagwolf, it was like, I just wanted to scream from the mountaintops, like, you know, like, I'm an activist, I'm a queer woman, you know, like, I'm going to keep fighting as hard as I can for as long as I can. I'm going to use my platforms to do that because what the hell else is rock and roll for? So when we toured with Shagwolf, it was like very well known that that's who I was and that's who I am. And then when I would play locally with Sally Rose Band and regionally, it was like still this sweet, like country sweetheart pinup girl. And I didn't really feel like I was being, like I was respected, but I don't think that I was seen for all of who I was. Just because, you know, we were primarily playing like wineries and it was a very different demographic than I'm used to playing nowadays with Shagwolf. And so Tread Light for me was like, you know, coming to terms with the fact that, okay, I've fought really hard to run away from those country Americana roots because I wanted people to see me for who I was as a queer femme artist, you know, and as a riot girl. And in this past year, it just daunted me. Like, you know, it was like, oh my gosh, like, Americana and folk and country music needs that representation way more than punk or rock and roll. And it's just, you know, it's like, it hit me like a ton of bricks. So I keep calling Tread Light a homecoming album because it's me and my most authentic self in my cabin in the woods, still as a riot girl, still as a queer activist, still a country woman. And I can be all of those things at the same time and it doesn't compromise who I am at all. So that's another level of how vulnerable this project was for me because I wasn't sure, you know, I say loud and clear, you know, who I am, what I am and what I stand for all over the liner notes of the album. And you know, it is still one of those things that's scary. It's like, I don't know if people in my hometown really do see me for who I am. And this was basically me saying, hey guys, like, here I am. I still love you. I hope you still love me. And, you know, I'm here to take up space and represent people who are not in a position of privilege to be able to do that.